After Florida fired the scientist in charge of its coronavirus dashboard, a Jacksonville data scientist says the way Florida presents its COVID-19 numbers to the public is misleading. It often takes some time to get positive test results or to confirm the date of someone's death. When the state gets confirmation on those figures, it retroactively adds the numbers to its dashboard, a website that's updated daily. Christopher Pearl, a biology professor at Florida State College of Jacksonville, says that means it almost always has looked like positive cases and deaths are trending downwards, unless there's a strong upward trend like the state is seeing now.
So you can't just throw me a snapshot and say this is what it is, because it's going to change tomorrow.
University of Chicago research professor Aditya Khanna wonders why Florida is presenting data this way.
Maybe they have a good reason for doing that. What that reason might be is not really obvious to me.
What is clear, though, Florida is seeing upward trends in its 7-day average of positive cases, percentage of positive tests, deaths, and hospitalizations since reopening began on May 4th, with record spikes in new cases over the weekend. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.